So, you know, I want to talk about skipping rocks for a minute, because I don't know if you've ever just walked up to the edge of a pond and then just found a stone, you know, a smooth rock, and then you just kind of get at that perfect angle, and then you just throw that thing, and then it just does something so amazing. It just skims the surface of the water. You know, there's something powerful about looking and examining and thinking about normal, average, common things in our life. I don't know if maybe you have woken up one day, like you woke up one morning and you're like, oh my God, what day is it? Have you ever done that before? Have you ever like just woken up and you're like, what day is it? And then for a split second, like you're caught in like this vacuum of uncertainty, and you're like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be somewhere. Am I late? Like, I don't know what's going on. And you're just, and you know, it's like we're waiting for our mind to catch up. And then your mind kicks in and you're like, oh, it's Saturday. Cool. I get to hang out a little longer in bed or something, you know? But, you know, I was thinking about a year or so ago, I was doing a lot of traveling and I was speaking and man, I was having so much fun. I was hanging out with churches and pastors, you know, from all around the world. But I was bouncing in and out of time zone. And like, you know, like I traveled more like in the span of like 1 year than I think I did in my entire life. And I was all over the place. And I remember one day I woke up and I was in a hotel room in Germany, and I woke up and I didn't even know what country I was in. Like for a split second, like I had no clue what time zone I was in and what country I was in. And that's when I started to think like, maybe I'm traveling a little bit too much, you know? And I think it's interesting how we live in such a crazy, busy, hectic time that we all can relate to this idea of like waking up one morning and not even knowing what day it is. Like everything just, it just blurs together. And without realizing it, our life just becomes this moment by moment, place to place, skimming the surface of the water and not allowing ourselves to develop deep, meaningful interactions with God and interactions with others. And so I think that we have this approach to life that just becomes about skimming the surface. You know, like if you're single, people tell you, like, hey, you know, like, when are you gonna get in a relationship? Like, when are you gonna find someone? And then you get in a relationship and they're like, hey, when are you guys gonna get married? And then you get married and then they're like, hey, when are you gonna have a kid? You know, like, hey, the clock's ticking. And then you have a kid and they're like, hey, when are you gonna have the second kid? You know, come on, like, what are you guys waiting on? And then you have a second kid and then it's like, hey, when are you guys gonna get a house? Like, you're thinking about that, you know? You start working on that. And it's like, hey, when are these kids going to grow up? When are you guys going to push them out of the house so they can start making you some grandkids? You know, and then it's like, hey, when are you going to retire? And it's like, even the culture and the society that we live in promotes this idea of just skimming the surface of the water. And we go from meeting to meeting and place to place and moment to moment and event to event. We get out of bed, we go to the shower, we get out of the shower, we get in our car, we drive to the office, or we drive to the school, we drive to the task, and then it just starts all over again. And I think that in many ways, that's kind of our approach to God. Like in many ways, this thing that we do here, on Sundays is just skimming the surface. Like we get here and we say hello and we sing some songs and we talk for a little bit, we listen to a message, we get, and then we leave, we go have lunch and we go home, we take a nap, and we work on a yard, and we wake up the next day and the week starts, and before long, like one day, you wake up and you're like, what day is it? You wake up one morning and you're like, why am I in this career that I've been in for 10 years that I don't even enjoy? You wake up one day and you're like, why am I in a marriage that I'm not happy with? You wake up one day and you're like, why am I going down this path? And do I even know God? And why am I even a Christian? You wake up one day and it's just like, what is it all about? So what I want to give you today is I want to give you some things to think about that can hopefully help you to stop skimming the surface. What happens when the rock stops? So let's look at some things today about what it means. Because I think that as a follower of Jesus, here's what happens to us. As a follower of Jesus, like we come to this realization that it's so much more than just going from place to place, event to event, meeting to meeting, stuff to stuff. Like there is more to life. That's the big revelation that we get when we start following Jesus. There's more to this life. God wants us to have a deep, meaningful, authentic relationship with Him. He doesn't want us just to skim the surface, but He wants us to go deep. So here's a scripture passage that, I mean, this is as deep as it gets when it comes to scripture passages. I mean, this, what we're going to read, we're going to dive into this. I mean, this passage that we're going to read in 2 Corinthians, this is a truth juggernaut. And I know that's what you were thinking when you came in today. You're like, you know what? I just want a truth juggernaut. So here you go. This is what we're going to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 7 through 12. And I want to give you some things to think about that will help you to stop skipping rocks, stop skimming the surface of life, and develop deep, meaningful encounters and experience the presence of God in your everyday life. Verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that His life may be revealed in your mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. So the first thing I want to talk about is that it is all a cross. It is all a cross. Now think about the cross. What was it? What is it? You know, the cross was an instrument of death. The cross was this thing designed by the Romans, perfected by the Romans, and it was used as an execution device to put a man, put a criminal to death. But for the Christian faith, and at the center of our Christian tradition is a cross, and that cross has an entirely different meaning. For us, the cross is not just an instrument of torture, an instrument of pain, an instrument of death and execution, but for us, the cross is a symbol of hope. Because for us, the cross was the greatest moment of love, the greatest moment of sacrifice, the greatest moment of surrender that led to the greatest moment of victory, the greatest moment of forgiveness. Like, the cross is what it's about in our Christian tradition. So, what if that everything we went through in life, that it was all a cross? So look back at the passage we just read, and here's just kind of a simple unpacking of that. You know, verse 7, it says, "We have this treasure in jars of clay." Jars of clay. Isn't that a beautiful expression? Jars of clay. What is that? It was, besides, it's a great band from the 90s. Jars of clay is like common, normal, average, everyday stuff. It's jars of clay. Just the average, normal, everyday encounters. The things that just seem normal, the common. And yet in those things is buried treasure. In the average, in the normal, in the common, in the regular is treasure. And then we look on and then we see in verses 8 and 9, it's saying, like, okay, so now here's all this crazy, uncomfortable, painful, and difficult circumstances and things that we're going through. But then we get into verses 10, 11, and 12, and 10, 11, and 12 teaches us it's all a cross. So here's this common, average, normal, everyday things. But in those things are treasure. And then we go through crazy, uncomfortable, difficult circumstances and situations. But in those crazy, difficult, unpredictable, uncontrollable circumstances and situations, there is beautiful treasure because it's all a cross. Because all of these little things that are helping us to die, that are imposing their will upon us, that are making us uncomfortable, that are pushing us into places that we wouldn't normally go. Like, all of these experiences, they're helping us to die a little bit. They're helping us to surrender a little bit of ourselves, surrender a little bit of our ego, let go of some of our pride, acknowledge some of our weakness, realize our vulnerabilities, and in that, God does something so beautiful. In that place, we discover a great treasure. So, it's all a cross. So what if you went through life, and when you encountered difficult circumstances, and when you encountered uncomfortable situations, when you encountered things, what if you said to this, what if you said this to yourself? It's all a cross. It's all a cross. So you're in line at the checkout, and the person in front of you has, you know, 45 items, and you're standing in the 15 items or less aisle. And then the person checking you out is just taking their sweet little time, and she's smacking gum, and she's texting, and you're in a hurry, and the person in front of you has 45 items on the 15 item or less, and you're growing more and more impatient by the second. It's all a cross. What if your car breaks down and you're like, oh, I got to take it to the mechanic. It's probably just a belt. And then the mechanic calls you up and he's like, no, it's the catalytic converter. It's all a cross. Well, like, what if somebody is cheating you in a deal and they're causing you to lose money, or like your reputation is being damaged over this thing? It's all a cross. So imagine if we went through life and every difficult circumstance, every uncomfortable situation, every inconvenience, minor or major, what if we looked at that as a cross? Buried in this jar of clay, buried in this average, normal, common, regular, everyday thing, is actually treasure, is actually a beautiful, valuable treasure that God wants you to discover. It's all a cross. And so it's easy for us just to skim the surface. So the other day, I'm getting in my car and I'm going to drive to go and do a drive-by prayer over this property that we're trying to buy for our church to be the new home for Cross Central Church. And yes. So we're trying to buy this thing and it's so good. I mean, it has like this, it's just on the edge of downtown. It has this big field, you know, and I'm looking at it and saying, wow, like this is going to be so great for, you know, like outdoor events and seasonal, you know, just outreach stuff. It has this 10,000 square foot education wing that's just filled with classrooms and a fellowship hall and children's space. It has this outdoor, like an entire outdoor children's play area with the just, you know, this jungle gym and this playground that's just so great. It has two houses, a part of that deal as well, that, you know, it runs a women's like transitional home, and it's got a commercial kitchen so we can do like a food pantry out of this thing. And so I'm driving by, I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good. And so a couple of times a week, like I just drive by there and I just do some drive-by prayers, you know? So if you want to do that, I mean, it's Emmanuel Baptist Church. Don't do it now. Wait till the end of the service. But it's Emmanuel Baptist Church. And there, that's the property that we're trying to buy. So I get in my car and I'm you know, headed that way. And then I'm driving, hands-free, of course. And then all of a sudden I realize, like, I just wake up. Like, I'm driving and my eyes are open, but I don't know what I'm doing. And I realize I'm going in the complete opposite direction from where I'm supposed to be going. And it's like my body's there, but I've just been on autopilot. And it's like I just woke up all of a sudden, and like, I don't know how it happened, but I'm in the drive-thru line at Taco Casa, you know? Like, how did this happen? Just kidding. I've never been to Taco Casa. I just felt like some just judgment come, you know, I just all of a sudden. But have you ever done that before? Have you ever just like, all of a sudden, like you just wake up and you realize, like, I haven't even been in control. Like, I've just been doing stuff on autopilot. Think about how many times a day we just do mindless stuff. Like, we just scroll through social media mindlessly. Not even looking for anything. Like, we don't even know. We're just scrolling on our phones. You know that studies are showing that in 10 years, the thumb is going to be the strongest muscle of the human body? I'm just kidding. There's no studies about that. Can you imagine though? Big thumbs. I mean, how many times a day? You know, it's like we go in and out of stores and we have transactions with people. And the only time that we make eye contact with them is to ask them, slide or chip? You know? And we just go from thing to thing to thing. And we pass by 1,000 people every day and don't even have interactions with them. I do it all the time. And so, what if we begin to see Christ and the cross in the common? What if we started to see that these normal, average, regular, everyday interactions that we have are actually opportunities for us to experience God's presence and to experience the cross? So here's what I think, that when you begin to understand this, it gives your faith. It supercharges your faith, because it's like you get awakened to new opportunities every day to experience God and to experience presence. I think it becomes a whole new way of approaching the way that we live the Christian life. And we can become impacted. I mean, this thing can be just a huge, overwhelming force of transformation for our life. So, what if the people, what if the moments, what if the conversations, what if that is the jars of clay that have treasure waiting in them? So what happens when a rock stops? When the rock is no longer skimming the surface, it drops down and it sinks into the depths. So what would our relationship with God look like? What would our interactions with others look like? What would Sunday look like if we stopped skipping rocks? What would your relationship with God look like if you stopped skimming the surface of the water and allowed yourself to sink into the depths? You know, in Christian tradition, we have a word for this. It's called baptism. That when you sink down into the waters, that is a baptism. And what happens in that baptism is that it is a picture of a beautiful participation, a spiritual transformation that is happening within us. Because when we come out of the water, we come out a new creation. We come out alive in Christ. The old man is put to death and is buried. And then the new man, the new creation, is risen to newness of life. That's at the center of this Christian thing. And we have an opportunity to experience a baptism every day. What if it was all a cross? Every encounter, every moment gives us an opportunity to sink down into the depths. So there's deep meaning and purpose in our moments. God has a purpose for every moment and for every encounter that you experience. So what if we slowed down? And what if we took time to look for those moments? What if we slowed down and we allowed God to show us those people, those circumstances, those things? I think that, here's what happens. I think that God puts stuff in front of us every day. Every day, he puts stuff in front of us. He invites us into a participation every day. I want to show you guys something pretty cool. You know what this is? This is every single Crosstalk card from 2016. Every single service. 50 sets of Crosstalk cards. Let's see if I can build this thing without it collapsing. Probably not. Every single service, every single Crosstalk card for the entire 2016 year. And what I think is pretty cool about this is that this stack of cards, you know what it represents? It represents someone who prayed to begin a new life in Christ. It represents someone who said, yes, I want to be water baptized. It represents someone who says, yes, I want to take my faith deeper and I want to become a member at Cross Central. It represents people who have said, yes, I want to go to Good Friday service. I want to be a part of that event. I want to allow my life. These cards represent people who have said, I am not going to just skim the surface, but I'm going to dive in. I'm going to participate. It's all a cross. We talk a lot about that here. We talk a lot about how the Christian life isn't just an imitation of Jesus, but it's a participation with Jesus. And if you notice, every single week, someone asked me the other day, they said, why do you have a different date? Why do you have the date on each Crosstalk card? And I said, because we customize each week for every single person who attends, because I want to put something in front of you that invites you into a participation, because it's all a cross. So what if when you showed up each week, it wasn't just a surface level experience? But what if you said, God wants to do something in me? That my life, my time, my effort, my energy. Think about how much energy we spend, okay? Think about how much energy we spend. When negative stuff comes into our life, when things that make us uncomfortable come into our life, when things that are not fun, you know, all the stuff that we read in the passage, like when all that stuff starts, think about how much energy we spend pushing those things away. Think about how much energy we spend, like, holding up the walls that we have built to keep all of that stuff out. Think about all the energy that we spend trying to change other people's minds because we feel like what they think about us isn't good? What if instead of putting all of that energy and all of that time and all of that effort at allowing ourselves to skim the surface, what if we said, I'm going to give my energy, my time, my effort to sinking down and getting deep with God and developing meaningful interactions with God and meaningful encounters and interactions with others? So each week we put this in front of you. And the language on that is very intentional. It says, my participation. Because that's what we believe Christianity is. It's a participation with God on this, in this beautiful, amazing story called the cross. And here's what I think. I think that instead of pushing those things away, if we learn to embrace them, if we learn to accept them, if we learn to step into them, we would see radical transformation in the way that we interact with God and in the way that we interact with others. So the last thing is to hold the moment. So these normal, common, average, everyday, regular moments that come, some of them pleasant and easy and good, some of them difficult and uncomfortable and unplanned and uncontrolled. But what if we learned to hold whatever moment we were in, whatever circumstance we were in, whatever situation we were in? What if we saw that instead of us having to push those things out, we could hold on to those things? We could sit with those things because it's all a cross. So one, I think, very practical and just enjoyable and open and inviting way for you is a community group. That's a great participation. That's a great way to step into that. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. I get it. I know. Pulling up into somebody's house, pulling into their driveway, walking up to someone's front door, and you're about to walk into someone's home, and you have no idea what is waiting for you on the other side. It's going to be awkward. Am I going to be uncomfortable? Do I fit in? Like it's high school all over again. I get it. But what if instead of pushing those things away, what if we held it? What if instead of stop skimming the surface, we dove in? It would be a new way to practice our faith. It would be a new way to interact with God, and it would be a new way to interact with others. So each week, this is what I try to do. I try to create a moment, an opportunity for us to not just get out of autopilot and start ask yourself those tough questions, the ones that you've been avoiding, the ones that make you uncomfortable, because it's in that place that God, I think does beautiful, wonderful, meaningful, deep, transforming things. So what would it look like for us if we stopped skimming the surface, stopped skipping rocks, and allowed ourselves to experience a baptism? To hold those moments close instead of pushing them away, and then meet God right there, because it's all across. It all leads to life. If it helps us die a little bit, it's leading us to experience a greater life. So let's create that moment. Let's take a couple of minutes and just sit and think and listen to God. At the end of every service, we close with this time of reflection. And it's so that we can stop skimming the surface. It's so that we can just sit with our souls and our spirits and encounter God. So I invite you to close your eyes with me. And as we sit for a few moments, May God's grace just help to show us and just lead us into those places and those areas where maybe we're skimming the surface, and just listen for those invitations to sink down and experience a deeper encounter with God. So let's take a couple of minutes and just have this time of quiet reflection. Today, I want to pray for us all together, and I want to invite you to say this prayer of confession. And as we join in together as a church body, and I invite you to say these words with me, this prayer of confession and this prayer of just acknowledging our need for Jesus as a Savior. So if you want to join in with me today, and say these words: Dear God, I confess my brokenness. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your grace. I need your forgiveness. I need Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for loving me. And help me to accept that invitation to die with you and to experience the cross in my life. Help me today to experience a new life in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Can we thank God together? God, we thank you. We praise you. We rejoice today.